We're talking with the First District Congressman of the state of Kansas, Roger Marshall. Dr. Marshall, thank you for being here, and thanks for being in Oklahoma today. You had a chance to see the Oklahoma National Stockyards in operation. It is quite an operation, isn't it?
Oh, it's fun to be here. I grew up working at a sale barn outside of El Dorado, and just in the size of this is one thing. It's the cleanest sale barn I've ever seen. World-class auctioneers. I have a great group of people here today I'm meeting.
Now, you've obviously had a chance to, since you were elected to Congress, you've had a chance to serve on the House Agriculture Committee. Right. You've walked through the process of that 2018 Farm Bill, so now the law of the land. What are some of the priorities that you took to D.C. When you were elected as the congressman of the Big First?
Well, I think number one is to give Kansas a voice back on that House Ag Committee and to write a strong farm bill. And then overall, just to create a better agriculture economy. And I am disappointed that the ag economy has not recovered much yet. I think at this point in time, my priorities are turning towards trade. Very proud to be in New York City this past week with the president, signing a deal with Japan, which is just going to mean great things for Kansans and Oklahomans. Japan is our largest beef market for export. So whenever you improve business with your best market, it's got to be a good thing.
You have in your district the Tyson plant that suffered the fire damages right there in Holcomb in Finney County. I know you've probably been staying fairly close contact with those folks to see how things are going to get it back online.
Right, absolutely. So first of all, maybe the national press exaggerated a little bit. They were able to confine that fire to one room. They're keeping all the people employed. They're figuring out what to do with the cattle. I know some of my cattle feeders back there having to have some extra miles on those trucks, but they're figuring it out. I think they're on target. You know, I hate to give anybody a date, but I think maybe in January or so it'll be opened back up. So the good news is they got it under control, and they're working very hard to get it opened up again.
Cattle markets did take a hit after that news came out. I'm sure you're hearing from some of your cattle folks.
Oh my gosh, yes, of course we are. And you all know the market the better than I do, but certainly it has crashed. It's certainly good today to see that it's recovering a little bit and some good prices here at the market. So maybe they'll have me back here again sometime.
Let's talk a little bit about that implementation of the 2018 Farm Law. Are you pleased with how things have rolled out?
I think we're on our way, and that coupled with the trade tariff mitigation money as well, both of those going out at the same time. My producers back home seem to be fairly happy with the situation. I'm sure it kind of just depends from county to county. I heard a little bit of glitch with some of the software. Imagine that. But overall, I think we're making good progress.
Feel that I've got pretty good terms with the folks in the country still with the president and with his secretary, Sonny Perdue.
Oh, absolutely. I think Sonny's a great, great spokesman for agriculture. He has a very strong voice. The president greatly respects him. You know, front and center for us, though, is this USMCA agreement. That's really, since we got this Japan deal done, what we should be talking about is getting the USMCA agreement. That's our number one and two markets, Mexico and Canada, for both of our states, for Kansas and Oklahomans. So we got to get that deal done. We need Nancy Pelosi to get it off her desk. And in front of the House, we have the votes to pass it.
I know that you probably have talked, if nothing else, with Colin Peterson on that side of the aisle, and he is obviously one of those that wants to see the vote.
Oh, absolutely. Colin and I are good friends. We're supposed to go hunting together here in a couple weeks if the ducks will cooperate with us. But Colin and I both want that desperately passed. And again, I think we had the votes to pass it, but literally Nancy Pelosi does not want to give the president a victory, unfortunately.
Let's talk about your decision to seek Pat Roberts' seat in the U.S. Senate. He's going to be retiring, stepping down. There's a real legacy from that first district to the Senate. Several of your predecessors have done just exactly that, including Senator Roberts. Why the desire to run for that statewide race?
Well, you know, first of all, Kansas needs a voice on the Senate Agriculture Committee. Since 1969, we've had a voice on that Senate Ag Committee, going back to Senator Bob Dole, continuously a voice. So I want to give Kansas a strong voice. I grew up in agriculture. I'm still invested in agriculture. I've lived through a farm bill now. Senator Dole, Senator Roberts passed on a lot of knowledge on what a good farm bill looks like. So I'm going there to represent agriculture.
crowded field in the GOP primary ahead of you. What is your strategy? How do you get your name separated from the rest of them?
Well, I think that's the big advantage of the first district congressman. Is just, first of all, you've lived in the Wichita TV market and mine as well. But I think most people realize I'm the only person that's not a professional politician. I'm a physician, a first generation college kid, fifth generation farm kid. I grew up in Kansas. I certainly understand the state about as well as anybody. I've got some military experience as well, which is unique to my resume. So I think the people of Kansans will pick one of their own, and I think I qualify.
Obviously, it's going to be a really interesting 2020 race, not just at the your Senate level and the your seat that you'll be vacating in the first district, but also that presidential race will be there. It's going to be quite a media circus, I guess, between now and November 2020.
Well, the circus obviously has already started, and I think the president is doing great. I think with the Democrats pushing all this impeachment noise, that the president's base is just coming out loud and strong. They're going to support him. We just heard from so many people, even today, just walking around here, so many words of encouragement from some of your buyers and sellers, both here at the market, just encourage me to hang in there. So we'll be all right.